This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Whenever there's conversation and debate about Washington's bloated budgets and out-of-control federal spending, the Defense Department is frequently in the spotlight. Well, now as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan wind down, and in face of demands to cut back spending, the Defense Department is proposing to do just that by cutting back on something that could hit Michigan companies and hit them hard. Todd Spangler covers Washington for the Detroit Free Press, and he joins us now from D.C. Welcome back to the program, Todd.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
So the program on the bubble is the Bradley Fighting Vehicle. Tell us about this vehicle.
Well, this is one of the military vehicles that have, it's iconic across the military, been used since the 1980s, been updated, obviously, through the years. But it's one that, has suppliers and manufacturers all over the country, and Michigan would be hit pretty hard by it if it were to stop production, as they're talking about.
And why are they looking at the Bradley as they're talking about shutting down production and tapering things off? Why is the Bradley in their sights?
They're actually looking at replacing a lot of the Bradleys with a new ground combat vehicle in the years to come, but it's not really ready to go. So what they're really looking at this point, as they wind down things, is how many do they need to keep going? They still need a bunch. They still need several thousand around just to keep the Army supplied. But for now, they're talking about, at least the president's budget calls for, stopping production for the next 3 years.
And what would that mean here in Michigan?
In Michigan, what the main supplier, the maker of this BAE system, says is that about 1,000 people in Michigan are attached to the Bradley, either directly as suppliers or suppliers who supply suppliers. And that's about 46 different companies. And the argument is that if this were to go away, you might see as many as 1,000 workers lose their jobs.
And then with this idea that, well, let's stow the Bradley for 3 years and then come back to it, what would that mean in terms of the kinds of workers needed to build that thing?
Right. That's really the argument that the suppliers are making, is that if this business goes away for 3 years without any kind of government help to keep them afloat, they're just going to disappear. A lot of these workers are going to get laid off. A lot of them are going to go to other industries. And that when, after those 3 years, if that happens and the government says, okay, we need more of this, we're not as far along on these other vehicles as we thought we were going to be, that's going to cost a whole lot more money then to get them restarted. That it costs $600-700 million just to get the whole line restarted again.
So is there some kind of a compromise? Would there be a way, is there a discussion of keeping a trickle of production going enough to keep the suppliers up and running?
Absolutely, yeah. What they're talking about this year, and it looks like they've got some kind of deal mostly worked out, is to spend about $140 million that wasn't spent last year on upgrading several of the Bradleys that have been used as scout vehicles that they need for as combat vehicles. Just doing that much will keep the suppliers working enough that 2014 doesn't sound like it'll be a bad year for those suppliers. They're beginning to get more concerned now about 2015 and 2016 if the line were to shut down then.
It does point out the dilemma that, cause and effect. We certainly hear calls to cut federal spending, and that means in doing so, somebody's going to get pinched. And being perfectly objective, one could ask what makes Michigan and these companies exempt from that.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect question to ask. And honestly, I mean, the contractors are pretty smart about how they spread out a lot of their work, because they know that if something's going to come down the pike that's cutting them, they can quickly raise these suppliers to come down to Congress and say, listen, these are actual jobs that are going to get lost. It's always a question when you start cutting the government budget, who's going to get hurt. I mean, there are usually jobs at the other side of this in one way or another. And you're right. I mean, if there's going to be a military drawdown, somebody's going to get hurt.
What should we watch for then? What kind of timetable are we looking at, Todd?
I think probably right now is that as we move toward some kind of at least partial budget agreement.
One would hope.
yeah, later in September. I mean, to at least keep government funded, one would hope. I think there'll be some kind of move to keep some money in there for this for the short term. But ultimately, what's going to happen in 2015 and 2016 is really going to depend on whatever this larger answer is about sequester, and that's anybody's guess at this point.
Todd Spangler, the Washington reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Todd, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.